I'm pressing the upper way, new heights and gain. Plant your feet on higher ground. Ask him to lift you up. Ask him to increase you, to increase your family. Ask him to increase your children. Ask him to lift you. I don't want to dwell where doubts arise. Let me catch a joyful sound. Ask him. for grace to press and keep pressing on to higher heights. Lift your voice to Him. Lift your voice in prayer. Tell Him, Lord, I want to go higher. I want to go deeper in my walk with You. I don't want to worship You from outside the court. I want to enter into the Holy of Holies. I want my relationship with You to be more real and more tangible. Lift your voice and thank Him. Ask Him. Thank Him. Be Thou exalted. Thank You. We desire a higher ground and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Give Jesus a wave offering, a clap offering. Thank Him.
Somebody say hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. Very soon, you will not recognize me. Lower your volume. Too loud. That is up here or somewhere, I don't know. Tell another person, neighbor, I am paying a price now. When it starts happening, don't say I am proud. Now lift your hands and declare that you are not coming out of this encounter the same. Open your own mouth and declare it. I am not coming out of here the same. I am not going down from this encounter the same. I am not leaving this mountain of prayer and fasting the same. Something definite will happen to me. Something definite will happen to me. Something definite is set for my life. Thank You, precious Lord. Thank You, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Once more, walk to 5 people. And you're going to tell them, I see you going from glory to glory. Are you ready now? Somebody, you will tell him, I see you moving from where? From glory. Don't say it like a disaster. Wait. One of the things that changes people's lives is the power of prophecy. The power of what? Now go to 5 people and tell them, I see you moving from glory to glory. Song you dance and show big manism. You know you are standing like one kekereke that day. Tell your neighbor, Kai.
for your new level. Hey!
Accidentally, purposely, not mistakenly, for distinction. Isaiah 58, the Bible specifically said that one of the benefits that will answer to fasting and prayer is the emergence of men raised by God into distinction. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? So what are one of the things that will accompany his fasting appointment? He said, then shall thy light, verse 10, rise out of obscurity. No, verse 10 is not verse 8. Then shall thy light, Kabayana, rise in obscurity. You that was known for obscurity. You that was a nameless nobody, emerging out of a fasting encounter like Jesus to take your world by storm. And Jesus returned, Luke 4:14, in the power of the Spirit. And there went forth a fame of him throughout all the region. Round about, I am authorized by God, by the oil on my life, to prophesy to someone here. This fasting is your launching pad to greatness.
This fasting is your launching pad to promotion. This fasting is your launching pad to influence. You are rising to a greater level than ever before. Let your amen be the loudest. He said, many a day will trouble me. Will say of my soul, there is no help to the ungodly. Then you shocked them. You showed them that they don't have the final say. Now, those are some of the things fasting empowers you to enter into. Lay down provisions that you were hitherto resisted from accessing. Fasting clears the obstacle and you step into what you never dreamt you can enjoy. He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter. That God promised it is not enough. I want to possess it. Now, the mountain of prayer and fasting is the mountain for the possession of promises against all odds. Against all odds. I am meant to be the Messiah. That is why I came. But 30 years now, nothing has changed. Lord, let the heavens open. It was prayer and fasting that ushered him into a divine provision that had been waiting. The seed of a woman will bruise the head of a serpent. But just because God said it does not mean you will see it. So you fast your way into scriptures becoming realities. Say loud, amen. In the place of fasting, foundational errors are corrected. Are what? Correct. Foundational errors. Foundational errors. While Esau went down by too much eating, Jacob went up by knowing how to discipline himself. Praise God. Went up, went up, went up. His name notwithstanding. His name notwithstanding. So whatever was a foundational error behind your limitation, your father's mistake must not become your destruction. You can fast your way into a new spiritual foundation. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Now I decree, family wickedness cannot stop your rise. Generational evil cannot stop your rise. Tell your neighbor, fast your way out of it. Fast your way out of it. Fast your way out of it. Maybe the devil was beginning to deceive you. I was coming to the end of the fast. You can slow down. No, this is when to even mount up the more. This when to now go 2 days straight. This when to now go 3 days straight. This when to go without water 6 to 6. This is when to say, Lord, I am nearing the end. This is when winners are decided in this race. Say loud, amen. Amen. This is when to make sure you know anybody. Your brother, come. I hope you're fasting. No, I'm not. Then join us these last 8 days. Your sister, how far? Are you fasting along with us? No, join us. This is a link. Follow up online. Follow up online. Open YouTube. Right there. There's no distance again. Technology has been brought to bridge that gap. Key in. Because I'm sick and tired of you always needing help. If you rise and I rise, two of us can lift up others. You can't allow your family to keep wallowing in frustration. Then later you complain that they are disturbing you. He says, what I say to you, I say to all. I say to all. The night of Passover was a night of fasting. It was a night of fasting. They now broke the fast in the night with the eating of that slaughtered lamb. And they ate it with bitter herbs, meaning it wasn't for pleasure. It was a prophetic meal. It wasn't for pleasure. You had many days to play games. Not now, not this time. Shout, I am rising. And no bad dream can stop me. I'm telling you that foundational errors can be corrected in the place of fasting. Thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. Meaning you were never meant to be called Jacob in the first place. Whoever called you Jacob made a mistake. But today we correct it. You can fast your way out of any devil hold that has stopped others. Can I hear amen? I said, can I hear amen? So whatever it is the devil has told you, nobody rises in your father's house, nobody gets married. That is how the psalmist said, many are they that trouble me. Many will say to my soul, there's no help. Forget it. Others have tried before you. You will be the record breaker. Amen. So God is a specialist in lifting destinies from multiplied troubles to multiple triumphs. From terrible confrontation to unstoppable promotion. From confirmed helplessness to celebrated honor. God is a specialist. Even if I stop just there, you have something to pray for. He is a specialist in lifting destinies from multiplied troubles. How they increase that trouble me to multiple triumphs. From terrible confrontation. Many are they will say to my soul, there is no help for you in God. From terrible confrontation to unstoppable promotion. From confirmed helplessness to celebrated honor. Who is about to return with a testimony that will call for thanksgiving? May you be the one in Jesus' name. It is therefore clear from scripture that God created man for distinction, not for obscurity. He created man for what? For distinction, not for obscurity. From the beginning, it was not so. Meaning, check out what I did at the beginning of creation, and you can understand that you were created for distinction. The earth is still the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. He said he has founded it and established it. Meaning creation was an establishment of divine order. Creation was what? An establishment of divine order. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Anything you hear God, see God do, is not just an emergency action. By creation, man was set up for distinction. By preordination or predestination, man was set up for distinction. That's why I said, before I formed you, I had a plan. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Before there was anybody in your family to become a wizard, you were set up for distinction. They came too late. There is a foundation deeper than idolatry in your father's house. It is the foundation of predestination. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor you existed before you had a parent. That means you existed in God's divine plan, in God's divine program. You existed in God's divine agenda. With a set destiny. Distinction. Distinction. Not obscurity. Not obscurity. Declaring the end from the beginning. And his counsel from previous time saying, my counsel shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 46 verse 10. It's too late for the devil. The dream you had last night is too small. Is an infant to think it can tamper with your divine destiny. Say amen in the house of God. Amen. I want your faith to be concretized to a place where it is unshakable. I want your faith to be ruggedized and solidified to a place where you are not moved by the scallywag misbehaviors of the devil, the rascally tantrums of Satan. Have you blessed you for nothing? Have you blessed you for nothing? Is he serving you for nothing? Have you not prospered him? Have you all those tantrums Sometimes you hear the utterances through the voice of willing men. Who is he? Who is he? He's Saul also among the prophets, the son of Jesse. When did he emerge? Every one of them, go down for your sake in Jesus' name. You must be solidified in faith. Because these noises are bound to be there. Not everybody is going to be excited about your lifting. And God has no time to convince all of them. Say amen in the house of God. Therefore I decree, what God has for you in this season, wickedness cannot stop it. Conspiracy cannot stop it. Evil gang up cannot stop it. Bad heart cannot stop it. Say that amen like a believer. Shout, I am blessed, no apology. Say, I am for distinction, no apology. Say, I am heading to the top, no apology. Whose amen is going to be the loudest one here? By redemption. I said by creation. I said by predestination. Then I said by redemption. You have been set by God for distinction, not obscurity. It is clear from scripture. He says, and has raised us up together with him, and has made us sit together with him in heavenly places. By grace are ye saved through faith. Immediately raised. So after you were saved, you were raised. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. I don't care how poor, how down, how distraught, how downtrodden your destiny has been. After you were saved, you were raised. Get that into your spirit. Whatever cannot counter salvation cannot change your status. But man of God, I'm not seeing myself rising. It's a film trick. It is what? It's a film trick. It's a film trick. It's a film trick. Rewrite the movie. Challenge it in court. That what they said concerning you is a lie. Defend your integrity. Defend your name. It's defamation of character. On earth or in heaven, it can be challenged. Suing for damages. When the thief is caught, he pays back sevenfold. He doesn't just pay back what he stole. He pays with compensation. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Whatever is contrary to redemption in your life, it's a film trick. It's a deception. It's a lie. Punishable by divine orders of divine decree. It's a lie. Don't accept it. Challenge it in the court of heaven. Father, did you not say, how then can any devil in hell say that because others in my family didn't marry, I cannot marry? From the beginning, it was not so. And God will say, I have met a man child who understands how things work in destiny. If you keep quiet, you can be blackmailed. If you keep quiet, your brothers can sell you as a slave. And you'll be a slave for 13 years. Till your word comes. If you keep quiet, you can be cheated out of your inheritance. Like Jephthah. Until your light shows up. And they come back and beg you to come and be captain. If you keep quiet, the oil meant for your head will be given to another. Because he looks taller than you. And as if they don't know that it's not by height. You just keep quiet. And accept anything anyhow. Somebody will occupy your seat for long. You just keep quiet. Jesus was not guilty. But for opening not his mouth, he died. And I'm glad he died. Because I was guilty. If he didn't die, I'm the one that should have died. The only way he could die for me was refuse to voice out his innocence so that a fake charge can stick. If you die now, your debt is useless. If you become poor now, your poverty can't make anybody rich. If you carry sickness all the days of your life now, your sickness will not make anybody well. So don't waste your time. Just wake up and claim what God says is yours. Somebody, what you just heard here is the light that is to change your life. That if you keep quiet, a false charge, a false claim can be executed on your head. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. The same doctor that examines you, if you say, doctor, how, check me again. You might be surprised he made a mistake. One of the greatest causes of plane crash is human error. 97% of all plane crash is human error. Human error. No human being is perfect, including your surgeon. Seek a second opinion. Challenge them to re-examine you. You'll be shocked that they will look again and they will see something better. Either a miracle happens before they check you a second time, or they discover they had made a mistake. Hello? That's why there is a court in heaven, oh, for irregularities to be addressed. For people to, Hezekiah said, me die, I petition that matter. The court sat again and said, you know what? He's interested. Let's give him the balance. And they gave him 15 more years. He could have died 15 years ago. He stayed alive to fulfill his days. Amen, somebody? Amen. To fulfill his... That's why Satan's primary name is thief. No thief steals what belongs to him. And you cannot be stolen from until what is to be stolen is yours. So for the devil to be hanging around you, there is something that is legitimately, legally, rightfully yours that he wants to steal. And you can only use open eye to put him on the run. To do what? Even chickens understand that. The hawk will release the baby. Where the chicken has the help of sensible owners, it will drop it on time. Then you keep quiet looking and you'll pick it up. Just pick up James, then church is looking. And now picks up Peter. They wake up. No, no. And God said, I didn't know you were interested. Angels, show them what we do up here. In the name of Jesus Christ, tonight, an angel is reversing your position. An angel is reordering your position. You are going from single to married. You are going from poor to rich. You are going from sick to healthy. You are going from cursed to blessed. Shout that amen like a believer. I said before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Do what? Choose. What is distinction? What is distinction? Are you glad you came here today? What is distinction? Number one, to be of superior quality. To be of what? Superior quality. Ata yenero. Akpan de akpan. Is not by name. Is not by age. Is by results. Is by what? Results. And I beg. Now when I graduate. Now when I graduate. Graduate when you common transport, you cannot pay. So you realize something is wrong. The devil is blackmailing your destiny to divert your glory. To do what? To divert. And Jabez called on the Lord is God. No, this is not me. And God said, since you are interested, change of level. Your silence has implicated you that you like your condition. Your silence. No. 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 At the voice of your cry, he will remember your covenant and he will have respect unto you the way he did to the children of Israel. You are of superior quality. You are not a mundane, low-class personality. No. Distinction number two means to be peculiar in excellence. Peculiar in what? Excellence. Excellent is from 75. Oh. But there is that high class excellence. Some schools have refused to recognize 75 as excellent again because they want to push you to the higher class of excellence. So you see where pass is 70. So you see your child's result. Pass. Come here. Are you mad? What's wrong with you? Then you look to the side and you see that in this school, 70 is C. So you slow down the rebuke too much. You say, but you should do better. Do better. Then you see there that B is from 85. If you don't have 85, go and settle with C. Then you see somebody there hitting 98. They give him A plus. That is, they are looking for what to add to A. A is supposed to be the best. They need to try plus. I pray for somebody here. They will gather in order to explain your breakthrough. They will hold meetings to explain your rise to the top. You are not saying amen like a believer. They will come out in the night to discuss how a person can rise like that. I see you rising. I see you shining. Let your amen be the loudest. Peculiar in excellence. I want your mind to change. It's not about your clothes. Forget your clothes. Simple dressing does not make a person poor. I'm talking about who you really are. I'm telling you that those poor clothes you are using and that product you are living, that is your drama. That's drama. Reality is what we are trying to impart on you now. Say amen like a child of God. Number three, distinction is to stand out with honor. And I want you to see the picture happening to you to stand out with honor. Number four, distinction is to be notably different. Notably different. Number five, distinction means to command favorable attention. To command favorable attention. Number six, distinction means to be marked for eminence. To be marked for eminence. Eminence is in the same bracket as excellence, opulence, influence. They belong to the same neighborhood. They live on the same street. Excellence, eminence, opulence, preference, preeminence. You will never find obscurity in that boulevard. And that is how I know where shame is being discussed. Your name will never be mentioned there. Where defeat is being analyzed, you will never be used as an example. So I am marked for eminence. Number seven, distinction means to be of great name and renown. To be of great name and renown. Number eight, distinction means to be celebrated and famous. To be celebrated and famous. Number nine, distinction means to be of high class and rank. To be of high class and rank. And number 10, distinction means to have worth, value, and prestige. To have worth, value, and prestige. Whatever tied me down, by fasting I generate power to break the shackles of my feet and snap the bands of my waist and throw off the burdens of my neck and access what God had prepackaged concerning me. Lord, I was born to be your dwelling place. I was designed and ordained to be a temple for the Holy Ghost. How can devils be running in and out of me? Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph. And that man with legion was pressing towards Jesus. That's the fight we're talking about. The fight of faith. Pressing. I sense a radiation from across the horizon, and I cannot stay here for the devil to bury me. As mad as he was, he dragged a convoy of devils. You won't kill me. I'm not dying like this. I will go to where help has been waiting for me. I won't end my story this way. Give me another chapter. This story must change. Samson lost his eyes, but he didn't lose his revelation. Sir, he lost his sight, but he didn't lose his insight. Insight is deeper than sight. I know you have lost some things, but a word is still coming in your direction. A word is still coming towards you. You've lost some friends, I know. And you've lost some money, I know. And you've lost some opportunities, I know. But the entrance of thy word, it giveth light. Somebody's going to sit again, and a decision will be reversed for your sake. Somebody's going to sit again, and a decision will be changed for your sake. Somebody's going to sit again, and your doubters will lose color. Somebody's going to sit again, and your mockers will lose relevance. Somebody's going to sit again, and the mouth of your haters shall be silenced. Shout yes! I might be weak, but I'm not dead. I might be down, but I'm not out. I might not be able to coordinate in the physical, but I can coordinate in the spirit. I can tell when a higher anointing is around me. And I can tell when what I sense can deal with what I carry. And that guy dragged himself. And in between the voices of demons. That's why I can't understand somebody saying, I'm hearing voices. I mean, so what? Are you the first to hear voices? So what? Things are speaking to me. And then, talk back. You want to die? When I try to close my eyes and sleep, they show me bad dream. And so, that shows you how valuable you are. In warfare, there's what they call high value target. You are a high value target because the destiny of your father's house is riding on your shoulders. You are a high value target. The enemy never thought that glory and honor will come back to that family. But see where you are now and see the kind of things he's showing you. Already you are excited about the things that eyes have not seen. And the devil is aware, if I leave this young man, he will do what others have never done. But guess what? Let all of hell gather together. You are unstoppable this year. Let all the witches gather. You are unstoppable this year. Let all the wizards gather. No devil can kill you before time. Let all your haters gather. Surely there is a lifting up. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them all round increase. All round increase. Financial increase. Mental increase. Spiritual increase. Emotional increase. All round increase. I will not be small this year. All round increase. I can't stay down. All round increase. The devil is a liar. All round. Go back to another seven people. This time give them a high five and shout, I am unstoppable. Hey! I am unstoppable. All of hell cannot stop me. All the witches cannot stop me. All the wizards cannot stop me. I am. They might not like my face, but they cannot stop me. They might talk against me, but they cannot stop me. Who is it that saith the thing, and it coming to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Shout yes! Someone is, I am unstopping. No, I want you to feel it in your bones. I want you to feel it in your spirit. Some of you like blocking the flow of the anointing. You need to be like the apostles on the day of Pentecost. They didn't just speak in tongues. They were like drunk men. A time comes when you don't care. A time comes when you don't let them bother you. Their jealousy cannot weigh you down. Somebody begin to speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues right now. Lord, I appeal. Whatever the powers of my father's house said, Lord, I appeal. Whatever the witches in my family said, Lord, I appeal. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I say no. I say no. Whatever the wizard said, I say no. Whatever the authority said, I say no. Appeal, appeal, appeal. Appeal, appeal. Appeal, the blood speaks concerning me. The blood is speaking, Lord. The blood is speaking, Lord. Lord, I appeal. The devil cannot have what he's saying. Lord, I appeal. I am rich, not poor. I am blessed, not cursed. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Lord, I appeal. While you are praying, power can follow you. While you are praying, receive your honor. While you are praying, receive your honor. Anything can happen here. Chains are breaking, yokes are breaking, barriers are giving way. That's right, that's right. Angels are losing people. Angels are losing people. Angels are ministering. Lord, I appeal. Lord, I appeal. I don't care how many there are. Lord, I say no. The devil is a liar. I am made for signs and wonders. I am made for signs and wonders. I am not made for shame. I am not made for reproach. I am not made for mockery. I am not made for frustration. Lord, I appeal. Lord, I say no. I must possess my possessions. I must possess. The devil has stolen enough. The devil has taken enough. The devil has diverted enough. Somebody shout enough! Shout enough! Shout enough! Shout no more!
No more! No more! No more losses. No more investment with no profit. How dare? How dare? No more empty-handed pursuit. I said no more! I speak as your prophet. After Melchizedek spoke, Abraham began to echo it. You need to learn to repeat what God has spoken over you through the mouth of your man of God. After Melchizedek spoke, Abraham didn't need to look for what to say. He just kept echoing, I have lifted my hands to the Most High God, the possessor of heaven. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. I don't care what the devil showed you. He came too late. Satan will always make sure that there is one ancient uncle alive to remind people of the problems of the family. Always make sure that there is one ancient voice whose assignment is not to bring solutions, but to keep reminding people.
Yes, somebody, you want to nam kuka kuka and young brother for boo benu nam so young brother boo benu nam. Sorry, oh, I just speak my language small. You people write the interpretation, oh. Oh, man of ancient voices, who is he that saith a thing? Every ancient voice that has no right over your life, I silence them forever. I silence them. I silence them. I silence them. In the dream, I silence them. In the forest, I silence them. In any shrine, I silence them. In any evil altar, I silence them. Shout, I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I do what God says I can
do. I do what God says I can do.
I am telling you that the days of gentility are over. I'm telling you that the days of shyness are over. If there's anything God must do for you in this fast, it is the reawakening of your ruggedity and radicality. Because where you have shifted into now, the zone you have shifted into now, is not for play. I tell you, it's not for play. It's not for play. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down. Somebody say, I have a right to be distinguished, to enjoy distinction, to stand out. I have a right to stand out. Seven rights why you have to stand on. One, you are God's creation, created in God's image and crowned with glory and honor. That's number one. You are God's creation, created in God's image and crowned with glory. In fact, put it this way, you are the peak of God's creation. You are what? The peak, the cream de la cream of God's creation. The final chapter, the end of discussion of God's creation. After God finished man, God rested. He's upright. That's who you are. In God's image, Genesis 1:26 and Psalm 8 from verse 5 to verse 7. Let's make man in our image after our likeness. Likeness, image. Who else? Who else? That devil is a bunkum. Psalm 8 from verse 5 to verse 7. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast put made him to have dominion over the works of the hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. How many things? All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field. That's who you are. That's what God made you to be. Don't accept anything less. Number two, you have been blessed and empowered to live a life of pace-setting fruitfulness and success. A life of what? Pace-setting fruitfulness. You have been blessed and empowered to live a life of pace-setting fruitfulness and success. Genesis 1:28 and Psalm 1 from verse 1 to verse 3. You have been blessed and empowered. To be blessed is to be endowed. To be blessed is to be empowered. To be blessed is to be energized. To be blessed is to be equipped. To be blessed is to be enhanced. Amen, somebody? And God blessed him and God said, be. Somebody shout, I be. Amen? He said, what is I be? I be is I am. I be is I become. I be is I begin. I be is I behave. I refuse to misbehave.
God said, be. I be. Might not sound right. That's your business. All I want is result. I become, I begin, I behave. I believe. I be. Blessed. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, yet subdue it. Have dominion. On the frequency of your fruitfulness, subdue your world. They can't near you. Silence them with your results. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. Bring forth his fruit in season. His leaves does not wither. Whatever he does, what you do is not as important as how well you do it. I say it again. What you do is not as important as how well you do it. Do it well and kings will look for you. Do it well and your name will be mentioned abroad. Do it well and you'll be sought after. Say it loud, amen.
Amen.
Do it well. You have no time to complain that you didn't get the job you prefer. When the preferable is not available, you begin with the available till you get the preferable. Have no time for comments that don't make sense, don't inspire you, don't encourage you. No time to feel sorry and feel sad and feel down. No! Is he the kind of man that wants to marry you? Common kind does not have. Keep quiet. Where is your own? Where is your own? When I finish with him, he will know he married an anointed lady. You doubt it? See me here. Just make sure that he carries substance. Amen?
Amen.
And he has the capacity to behave sensibly. Not a clown. Can't appreciate you. Can't see value in you. And you carry yourself and give to him. Kai! Who cost you? If he can't value today, he will not value tomorrow. If he can't value tomorrow, he will never value you forever. And you are not ready for that kind of empty life. No! Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I am blessed.
To be fruitful.
Jesus said, that's the will of the Father, that you bring forth much fruit and that your fruit should remain. John 15, 1 to 15. And go, you read it. If I 1 to 16. Fruitfulness is our identity. Trees of righteousness, plantings of our God, that he may be glorified. That's our identity. That's our trademark. We don't manage life. We continuously, constantly, and progressively excel. We make tomorrow better than yesterday. And we make those who hooked up with us rejoice for making a right decision. Say a loud amen.
Amen.
Number three reason, you are the seed of Abraham. Created to shine as a star. You are the seed of Abraham. That's why you must enjoy distinction. You are the seed of Abraham. Created to shine as what? A star. Look to the skies, Abraham. You don't look down to find the seed of Abraham. You look up. Count the stars. So shall thy seed be. So shall what? Thy seed be. Genesis 15 verse 5. That's where you see the seed of Abraham. The stars. That's where you see them. Don't see them on the floor. See them shining up there in the air. In the skies. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. If ye be Christ, Galatians 3, verse 29, then are ye Abraham's seed. Amen?
Amen?
How many stars are here? Identify yourself. That's why gathering of stars is around the corner. God gave me that. He said, God said, gather them because soon they will see that that prophecy is real. Every time we meet, the Bible said the books are being opened. Books of remembrance are being opened. Potential millionaires, today they don't have anything. Tomorrow, billionaires. Today, they are just run a job. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
That is why you can never come from anywhere and badmouth my member and I listen to you. To hell with all of you. You can't. It can't happen. When it's time to correct my member, I correct like a member of the family. I don't permit you to partake in the discussion. Some people come, and so the call, let us meet together. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened. Huh? You sure that's what happened? Yes. All right. See me next week. Next tomorrow. Come. Did you? Finish brushing you up.
in close quarters. They see me next week. Come, two of you. I've heard what happened. Listen. Listen. You need to forgive him. You! This is what you need to do to sort out that matter. Do you understand? I give two of you 1 month. Sort out this matter and get back to me. I don't want to hear any other story. All right? Amen. Kneel down, let me bless the two of you. They return 1 month with success. It matters who pastors you. That's why you can never hear me preach anybody's matter on the pulpit. Never. It can't happen. For what? I don't have sermon. I don't have message. This Bible as big as this Bible is. Ministry is too dignified for such trivialities. Amen, somebody? Shout, I am the seed of Abraham. Created to shine as a star. And I'm telling you, if you see where I'm brushing some of my people, you won't like to be there. But you come out smiling. Nobody knows. But you were thoroughly brushed. Thoroughly, in capital letters. No matter who you are. No matter who. When it comes to fatherhood, I pass you. We are not age mates. And we are not grace mates. I respect your age. You respect my grace. Because grace can bring down age any day. I love you. Come on now. I said I love you. Reason number four. You have been blessed with the position of headship in all realms. Headship in how many realms? All realms. You have been blessed with that position. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. Deuteronomy 28:13. To a city set on an hill. Matthew 5:14. Number five reason. You are endowed and equipped to exist as a celebrated solution provider. That's why you must enjoy distinction. You have been endowed. You are endowed and equipped to exist as a celebrated solution provider and problem solver. Celebrated what? Solution provider and problem solver. So I am a solution provider. Oh God, they have lost their voice. Sir, I am a solution provider. Sir, I am a problem solver. That is you. Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. Salt of the earth. You are a solution provider. You are a problem solver. Whether you are a Joseph, or you are a David, or you are a Daniel, you are what? A problem solver. You are equipped. You've been gifted. You are skilled. You are knowledgeable. You have been given responsibilities. These are the different levels where you have been equipped. Different levels where you have been endowed to be a problem solver. Don't just hang around occupying space. You must matter. Say amen. Must matter. Have eyes that can see their needs. Joseph said, you are not looking happy. Tell me, what is it? Tell me. It's a dream. Tell me. God can give us any answer we need. Faith, raw faith. Up till that day, he has never interpreted anybody's dream. It was raw faith. He knew that there must be an opportunity here for me to stand out. So it can come anyhow, anywhere. Just tell me what it is first. Amen. He seized that opening. Have eyes that can see and meet needs. And from that one opening, all the rest of Joseph's openings in life came from that one opening. How can somebody meet up with you, give you an opportunity, and that's the last time they ever call you? What did you do that closed the door? What did you do? Now you are praying all over again. Father Lord, let them remember me. How did they forget you? How?
past performance ought to bring you fresh referrals. Past performances ought to bring you what? Fresh referrals. So that you are not praying the same old prayers all over again. You are leveraging on yesterday's connections and contacts to keep tomorrow doors open. That's why they sent for Joseph. I remember one young man that interpreted a dream. Let's send for him. They sent for him and he didn't fall hand. He didn't disappoint. Every new performance should be an improvement on your past performance. He didn't disappoint. He impressed and satisfied Pharaoh. Pharaoh's expectation was higher than that of the butler. He upped his game. Do you understand my English? He upped his game. He upgraded his game. Palace environment is not the same as prison environment. The Bible says Pharaoh saw that what he said was good. He made sense. He made sense on a higher level. What he said pleased Pharaoh and pleased all his servants. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
Upgrade your last performance. Upgrade. They should send for you because of the skills you have, because of the gifts you have, because of the talents you have, because of how you handle responsibility. How you do what? Just Jacob did not rise through gifts. Jacob rose through responsibility. Through what? Until he became Israel. Through responsibility, not through gifting. Through responsibility. Handling responsibility. Laban said, I know that ever since you came, God blessed me. God did what? Blessed me. That same culture of responsibility entered Joseph. When he entered Potiphar's house, the Bible said Potiphar saw that everything Joseph handled prospered in his hand. Raw responsibility. Not gift. Responsibility. There is a way you engage responsibility, your name becomes a reference point in your world. Father Lord, I prayed. Boom! 1 million entered my account. You are a thief. Handle responsibility. And millions will enter your account from known sources. As raw appreciation. Known sources. Raw appreciation of worthy performance. Not a wolf. He's shaking head. Power. No power anywhere. Settle down and be serious with your life. I'm telling you, check the life of many great men in scripture. It was purely capacity to handle responsibility. Or not some miraculous gift. Hey, the baby died. I prayed, the baby came back to life and they gave me a car. Go and sleep. Why should somebody's baby die? For what? Responsibility. Handling of what? Responsibility. You handle it very well. They give you a job as a receptionist. Dress like a human being. Don't go there looking like a prostitute in front of somebody's office. Are you okay? It's responsibility. So that who sees you will remember you tomorrow. Say amen, oh.
Amen.
Are you a salesperson? Know the names of your products. Know the cost price. Know the selling price. Know the profit margin. So that you don't go and remove discount till they kill you. Do your calculations well. Your madam is not a magician. That business is being run for profit. Don't sit there and play games. Hey, do you have this? No, we don't have. Then after the president goes, hey, we have, and I didn't remember. At the end, you're waiting for salary. Where will they get the salary to pay you? You have no right to be paid with what you did not generate. Stand up, let's go. We'll continue in gathering of stars. Stand up, oh, let's go. Gathering of stars came with me, oh, I'm telling you. Stand up. Shout all round increase. Shout all round increase. Say, I have something. Say, I have something. Say, I have something.
I've been endowed. I am gifted. I have skill. I have knowledge. Mama, what gave Daniel leverage was knowledge. Raw academic knowledge. Ability to harness and synthesize information in order to give well-versed answers to kingdom matters, not to spiritual matters, kingdom matters. All that fasting and praying should give you the kind of brain that can open a textbook and you harness solutions, you harness ideas. And then I heard, it's only for Bible, it's only for, go and work in a Bible school. Don't come here and embarrass people. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Yes. Despite all the preaching Paul used to preach, Paul still had the skills of a tent maker to do tents well and sell it and make profit and run such a profitable business that he did ministry more than anybody talking full time. Are you more full time than Paul? Rubbish. Can't pay rent, can't pay school fees, can't pay nothing. And say full time. We don't want. It's a misplacement of scriptural priorities. I love you. I am telling, if all we do on this mountain, and we are not thinking, it's a mountain of foolishness. Oh, it's a mountain of stupidity to be spiritually minded. So don't pray and think an angel stood on the junction of the house and said, take your rent. You won't find no. Between the prayer and the rent are going to come certain openings that you must know how to maximize. Opening of relationship. Relationship. That is what Esther had, though. Relationship. Relationship opened doors of opportunity. Then responsibility kicked in. So relationship, then responsibility. And destiny opened up. Kept her relevant for years. Relevant for years. You have something. Have something. Stop going to your uncle's house looking for food to eat. How profitable are you to that relationship? That you want school fees. How profitable are you? Of what benefit are you to your auntie? Let me put it in vernacular. What's your use to your uncle that you are eyeing his money? That's why we said this prayer, God must give you answers. Lift up your hands. It's time for 2020 expectation. Father, correct my head for 2020. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Jehovah El Shaddai. You have 5 minutes to pray. I don't want to see you sitting around, looking around. Pray with your heart. Cry out to God for light. Cry out to God for light. Lord, there is something I need to know. Lord, there is something I need to see. Lord, there is something that must open up for me. They can't be forgetting me every time. Lord God, show me the way. Show me the way. Ah! Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Batatata, lapayaya, rakaya, light, 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 light. This year must be different for me. This business I am doing, this business must open up. This job you have given to me, Lord, is a platform for honor. Yeah, Papa Shatash. Come on now and pray. Pray now. You have relationship.
You have responsibilities. As a child, as a husband, as a wife, you have responsibilities. You have gifts. Everybody pray. You have talents. You have skills. There is something you have. Show me what I have. I must rise to the top. Show me what I have. I must rise to. You have anointing. Show me what I have. Show me what I have. I must upgrade. I must upgrade. I must upgrade. I must upgrade. I can't be fighting with my helpers, ending every relationship with quarrel. No! It can't be my portion. Whoever is blackmailing me, whoever is spoiling my honor before the right people, Father, let the fame of my impact silence every negative talker. Quiet. Come on, pray now. Pray now. Ask God questions. Ask God questions. Tell him where you need help. Tell him where there's a vacancy. You have been on that level for too long. Lord, this business has been on this level. 10,000 turnover. It can't remain like this. Things must change. It must shift. It must rise. Lord, ministry is not laziness. Lord, ministry is not an opportunity for idleness. Let my calling count. Let my calling count. I must be a value adder. I must be a value adder. I must be a value adder. Give me ideas concerning the responsibility that you have given to me. Show me how to do it well. Show me how to organize myself. Show me how to manage my time. Show me how to channel my talent. Show me how to channel my potentials. Father! Lord, I connect with the anointing that teaches all things. The anointing that teaches all things. Holy Ghost, you are my teacher. Holy Ghost, you are my teacher. Holy Ghost, you are my teacher. I connect with that anointing. I connect with that anointing that teaches all things. Home management teaches all things. Relationship teaches all things. Coordination teaches all things. Career performance teaches all things. I connect with that anointing that teaches all things. Teaches ministry, teaches relationship, teaches human management. I connect with that anointing. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Now shout that amen like a person that knows things have changed for you. Now shout that amen one more time like the high flyer you are. I told you I had 7 reasons for you. I've given you 5. Number 6 says you have divine life that places you far above all things. Places you where? Far above all things. You have divine life. You have what? Divine life. And number 7, you have divine power. You have what? Divine power. That makes you win. That makes you conquer. Win. And rule over all adversaries.
You have divine power that makes you conquer, win, and rule over all adversaries. You conquer, you win, you rule over. They don't scare you. Shout, I'm not scared. They don't scare you. I will deal with you. I will deal with you. If you know where I'm coming from, you will know you have made the mistake of your life. You will deal with me. Do you know I'm a full lifer? Do you know I'm a child of God? I'm born of the Spirit. For whatsoever that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Whatsoever. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. You win. Say, I win. Say, I win always. I win every time. Amen. That's 1 John 4:4 and 1 John 5:4. He said, the Lord shall send forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion. And what will he say to you? Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Say, I rule. Say, I overrule. Say, I rule. Say, I overrule. Amen. You have divine life that sets you above. Sets you above. Above. Praise God. Born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We walk in newness of life. As he is, so are we in this world. That's who you are. John 3:8. Romans 6:4. You don't crawl around looking for relevance. No! 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we. As he is, so are we. As he is. As he is. As he is right now, so are we. Whatever can stand him can stand us. Divine love. They close the door. He passed through the door. He passed through the wall. So you are practically unstoppable. The wind bloweth where it listed. Jesus is Lord. Stand up one more time. Lift up your two hands. 2020 answers to me in all areas. Open your mouth and pray now. 2020 answers to me in all areas. In all areas. 2020 answers to me. 2020 answers to me. Everybody stand up now. Come on. 20. Everyone up. 2020 answers to me. Hands lifted. Let your hands be lifted. Decree, declare. You have 10 minutes. You have 10 seconds to pray that prayer. 2020 answers to me. 2020. Come on now. 5 more seconds. Answers to me. In all areas. It answers to me. It answers to me. Can you see it happening? Can you see the congratulatory messages? Can you see the SMS? Can you see the Facebook post of your wedding, of your promotion, of your new job, of your cow's dedication, of your car dedication? Can you see yourself posing with your children as you are giving them in marriage gloriously and beautifully? Can you see your child dedication this year? 2020 answers to me. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 2020. Answers to me. Now give us a song. Let us praise this God for radical 3 minutes. To celebrate this change of level. Is your change of level a reality? Oh, what happened to you now? Is your change of level a reality? Can you see people telling you congratulations? Lift
John and shout, I am the one. Let's go.
Everybody come and sing, I have a beautiful God. Everybody come and sing, I have a beautiful God.
Give it another. She's a king anymore.
Push us into tomorrow's service. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Somebody shout! Ay, 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 ay. Hey! Tell your neighbor, I feel a change of level. Tell your neighbor, I feel a change of level. Ask him, can you feel what I feel? Tell that person, you are in the spirit. You are in the spirit. Wave your hands and appreciate God. Return by this time next week with your greatest testimony of change of level. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, day 21. Return with your greatest change of level. Somebody receive this. The kind of helpers you have been praying and waiting for are entering your life in this season. I am not just speaking. I have heard from him. And I know he sent me. Now, under God, hear me. Between now and the next 6 months, doors of favor shall open that shall compensate you for the last 6 years. 6 months for the last 6 years. 6 months for the last 6 years. 6 months for the last 6 years. Take it in the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and appreciate them. Whatever used to see be a setback, sent to slow you down. Whatever used to appear as a setback, every season, once something good is about to happen, sent to slow you down. You shall never see them again forever, 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 forever. The Lord spoke to me, said that there are people here. He said, you have done one thing well. He said, I'm about to open a second breakthrough door for you. Now the Lord says, the grace you need to run both openings stresslessly. He says, as you see it on my servant, that he is never stressed, he's never worn out, and he never breaks down. God says the grace to handle multiple openings is upon you now. Come on, claim it, claim it, claim it, claim it, claim it. Claim it and receive it. Claim it and receive it. Claim it and receive it. Multiple businesses, multiple jobs, multiple contracts. Multiple dimensions, grace to handle it and not fail in any, and not fail in any, and not fail in any. Husband, businessman, father, yet to handle all successfully. Different businesses at the same time, yet you are doing well in all. Take it in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. May God bless somebody here today. May God bless somebody here today. May God bless somebody here today. Did you locate the word that was your word? Did you locate the word that was your word? Now open your mouth and thank God for the word that was sent for you. Thank him for the word that came for you. Thank him for the word that came for you.
Thank him for the word that came for you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now you're in this service and you need to be born again. While Lord that are still connecting and appreciating God, pray this prayer with me. Mean it from your heart. Don't be in a part of this kind of fireful service and you just live like that. Jesus loves you. And it's time for you to say, Lord, I surrender. Pray this prayer with me and mean it. Say after me, Lord Jesus, please save my soul. I repent today and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Satan, pack your load and go. I am born again. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Lord, let that prayer be a change of life, a change of heart, and a change of story. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take your seat.
We sing majesty, kingdom authority, flows from his throne unto his own. Anthem ring.
And lift up that offering.
So who exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. We magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty, Jesus who died. Jesus, Jesus who died, he's now glorified. He's the King of all kings. You are blessed, favored of God. No more lack. No more delay. The delay is over. The delay is over. The delay is over. The delay is over. You will hear good news. In Jesus' name.
Pick the basket and...
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekakadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.